In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. No man builds the church but Christ alone. Whoever is minded to build the church is surely well on the way to destroying it. For he will build a temple to idols without wishing or knowing. We must proclaim that he builds. We must pray to him that he may build. Every Sunday, when I pray for those who are sick or past, we come along people like Hagop Mashikyan, Dr. Hagop, who did so much to build this church. Not only physically, cement, wood frame, drywall, he did that, but also letting God build the church, as in the quote above from Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the famous German theologian. Bible verse by Bible verse, prayer by prayer, parish council meeting by parish council meeting, we proclaim who God is, invite him into our hearts, so that we become God's home. That is what built St. Hagop, that is who built St. Hagop, and of course God is not done yet. It also happens to be who and what built Holy Etzmiadzin, the spiritual center of our church, and today's feast of Holy Etzmiadzin proclaims that God is not done there either. Now that Etzmiadzin was fully renovated just last year, it's ready to be renovated and reformed spiritually by clergy and laity alike to be built into that sacred space in which Jesus Christ, our Lord, is pleased to dwell. That is the story of Etzmiadzin. And every sacred place is a storied place, one that builds meaning and aligns our minds and hearts to the things of God by how it was formed and how it continues to form us. It's in the shape of the cathedral, and it's in its icons, it's in its history, it's in its very name, Etzmiadzin, which reminds and gathers us in to hear again how the Armenian people came to faith and how they were transformed, and it's a story that we tell and retell to this day. Here's the story again. The story is that the lands of Armenia, like many ancient pagan places, were ruled in darkness more than light. There's some bad things in this world now, right? War, ruthless dictators, injustices. Well, double or triple that amount of war, injustice, and ruthless dictators, and that is how pagan society generally worked. Mercy was not a thing. Service was not a thing. Humility was not a thing. Truth was not necessarily a thing. In the coming of Jesus, the world was shown a better way. And then Gregory, a man from Parthia, next door to Armenia, who we would call the Illuminator, he brought the light of Christ to reveal this darkness, which you can't see that you're in the dark until you have some light. And it was in Armenian society from the top to the bottom: tyranny, slavery, immorality, and violence. So not surprisingly, the King Dertot, who had everything to lose in reforming this society based on corruption and violence to one based on mercy and peace, he responds how? By throwing Gregory in prison, in a pit, Khorvirap, and torturing him before. But then, as almost always happens when individuals or communities deny their own evil, it was Dertot who grew sick and weak unto death, and with him the people. And after some years and through the faith of Dertot's sister and other humble believers, the king and his people finally saw the light. They repented, and as you see depicted on our southern wall, he was baptized, Dertot was, by and healed by Gregory, our Illuminator. Now here comes the climax of the story, which our church is literally built upon. Soon after he's released, Gregory sees a vision of Christ descending with a hammer and saying, "Here you will build my church." That's what Eshmiadzin means literally, the place of the descent of the only begotten Son of God. It's our founding story as a people. God descends to a people who have repented of their sins and builds them up into something they'd never be without him. Eshmiadzin, the cathedral, is the stone manifestation of God's ongoing relationship with his people. It's shaped like a cross. It points us forward in the darkest times to Jesus' promise of victory over death. Its ceiling is bedecked with angels, lifting up our gaze when we're downcast, upward to our ultimate home in heaven. That's the story of Eshmiadzin, which is the story of St. Hagop as well, and all Armenian churches and people. And, very importantly, there really is no hero in these stories, one person or even group of people who you can say built the church. The hero is Christ alone, God. The rest of us are along for the ride, which reminds me of a story. An elephant broke away from the herd and he charged across this old wooden bridge over a ravine. And the bridge shaked and groaned, barely able to support the elephant's weight. Once it had reached the other side safely, a flea in the elephant's ear boasted, "Boy, did we shake that bridge. We're just like that flea, thinking we're in charge. The clergy, the hierarchs, the delegates, the big business people, the movers and the shakers, without which the church couldn't survive, we think. But we're fleas in the ear of an elephant, along for the ride. That being said, we do have a crucial role. All who hear God's voice, as we heard in today's gospel reading, and who allow themselves to ride along with him, we are to be built into something greater than we would be without him, as individuals and as a church community, with great power, as mighty as the elephant. And that's the full impact of the building project of Eshmiadzin and why it has lasted through the millennium. It is the meeting place where God chose to encounter the Armenian people. And St. Hagop is the expansion into the four corners of the world of that meeting place. And so may we allow the light of Christ to continue to guide and enlighten each of us and our community, allowing God to continue to build up his people into places he chooses to dwell, beautiful beyond measure, reaching up from here unto eternity, now and always, and unto the ages of ages.